I've always had a fascination for computers and technology, and I made a few apps for the iPhone, iPod Touch, and iPad. I'd like to share a couple with you today. My first app was a unique fortune teller called Earth Fortune that would display different colors of Earth depending on what your fortune was. And my favorite and most successful app is Bustin' Jeeber, which is a Justin Bieber whack-a-mole. I created it because a lot of people at school disliked Justin Bieber a little bit, so I decided to make the app. So I went to work programming it, and I released it just before the holidays in 2010. A lot of people ask me, how did I make these? A lot of times it's because the person who asked the question wants to make an app also. A lot of kids these days like to play games, but now they want to make them. And it's difficult, because not many kids know where to go to find out how to make a program. I mean, for soccer, you could go to a soccer team. For violin, you could get lessons for a violin. But what if you want to make an app? And the kids' parents might have done some of these things when they were young, but not many parents have written apps. Where do you go to find out how to make an app? Well, this is how I approached it. This is what I did. First of all, I've been programming in multiple other programming languages to get the basics down, such as Python, C, Java, etc. And then Apple released the iPhone, and with it, the iPhone Software Development Kit. And the Software Development Kit is a suite of tools for creating and programming an iPhone app. This opened up a whole new world of possibilities for me. And after playing with the Software Development Kit a little bit, I made a couple apps. I made some test apps. One of them happened to be Earth Fortune, and I was ready to put Earth Fortune on the App Store. And so I persuaded my parents to pay the $99 fee to be able to put my apps on the App Store. They agreed, and now I have apps on the App Store. I've gotten a lot of interest and encouragement from my family, friends, teachers, and even people at the Apple Store, and that's been a huge help to me.